The first coach on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Morgan State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thanks for having me. Just to start by saying I had a disappointing loss last week. We're looking forward to bouncing back. Had a good practice on Sunday. Our players are very resilient, a lot of grit, great chemistry, and excited to watch them bounce back and work closer and closer to playing the best football that we can. And starts this week against Morgan State. A second thing before I get into questions, just I know there'll be a lot of questions potentially about Jerry Kill. I just want to address it before. Jerry's fine. He's back to work. He was in our office yesterday working. As usual, he'll coach this week, coach the game, and move forward. No concerns at all. It was a minor setback. So we're excited that Jerry's fine and back in the office, back working, and we'll be with our football team. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Keith Sargent, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm great, Keith.
You obviously addressed the update, but I'm curious, did Coach Kill address the team, and what was the tenor of the message if he did?
No real reason to. I mean, it's a medical issue that no different than if a guy was sick and needed to miss work because he was sick, and something obviously that we all knew could potentially come up, and it did. But Jerry's been through this before. It's not his first rodeo with it. They manage it, and just needs to recover from it, which he did, and it's back to work as normal. So. Everything's status quo from that standpoint, but no, he has not, addressed the team, so to speak, and won't.
Okay, thanks.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the 1. Your next question is from Ryan Dunleavy, NJ.com.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Ryan.
Just to follow up with what Sarge just asked, yesterday you said you weren't sure if there was a correlation between the hit that he took on the sideline and what obviously the minor setback that he had. Do you know if the doctors ever ruled that? And do you know if he had a concussion? Obviously, there's a lot of talk about football.
There's no concussion, and there's just when someone has a seizure, there's obviously. Trigger things, events that could happen in this situation, with a conversation with Jerry and the doctors, there's no one thing that they feel definitely triggered it. There's a possibility of a number of things, including, the sideline thing, but that is not, the definite thing that triggered anything. It's just that they don't know what happened. He hasn't had one for 2 years. He's been completely healthy. He's getting his sleep. He's been on a good diet. Obviously, when you start to play games, the stress level goes up, and there's more nights with less sleep, and that could contribute to it also. So there's a number of things that could have caused it. They just got to monitor. He's got to make sure he's consistent with his medication. We don't really have any concerns moving forward right now. Everything's, he's just trying to get back to normal, which he is. I mean, he was here yesterday, back to work, and here today, and we'll be here all week.
Thanks, Chris.
Your next question is from Sam Hillman, scout.com.
Hey, Coach. Defensive line question. How do you feel about the depth coming out of the last game, and do you see Miles Nash maybe going both ways again?
Depth right now is always a concern up front on the D-line, unless you're, fortunate enough to have a whole bunch of them. And we've got some really good players, but we don't have a deep pool of defensive linemen. So that is a concern. We're banged up a little bit up front. Right now, Miles Nash will continue to go both ways until we get healthy up front.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
Chris, I was just wondering your thoughts overall on the defense. Looks like you guys have put up pretty good numbers and keeping people out of the end zone. What do you think of their progress so far?
I've been really happy with our defensive play for the first 2 weeks. Obviously, every defensive coach would love to have a shutout every week. We haven't done that. Feel like we could play, we can play better. We will play better. But we've made steady improvement from last season. As long as we can continue to do that, we'll play good defense throughout the season. But I've mentioned this before, every great defense is a product of a good offense, and we're both products of good special teams, and we got to make sure we're playing well in all three phases so we can play good defense. But I'm very pleased with the progress that we have made and what we've done in the first 2 weeks, but we can play better and we need to play better.
Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
You have a follow-up from the line of Ryan Dunleavy with NJ.com.
Chris, obviously your first priority is to win this game, but historically with these games, when they get out of hand, Rutgers plays a lot of, you know, true freshmen in these FCS games. With you already playing a lot of true freshmen, could this be an opportunity for those guys to build some confidence, rather than just get snaps, get some actual stats moving forward? And I'm not just talking about Jonathan Lewis. I'm talking about everybody.
No, we're not even thinking about those things right now. We're on a 12-game losing streak. We're worried about getting our starters to play the best football game that they can play, and we'll let the rest take care of itself. But our plan right now is to prepare and improve our football team, and that's our focus. It's not about a score or getting this guy reps or that guy reps. We're trying to prepare our football team to get better every single day for every game and do it throughout the season. And we did not do that from week one to week two, and that's disappointing. We need to do that for this week, and that's the focus, and that's it.
Thanks.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thank you.